are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, let's get into our deep dive and our theme for this week, recognizing and responding to spiritual prompting. Is that you, God? We want to know how exactly we can identify the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, we've all had that moment, right? Whether it's an urge, a thought, a whisper in our conscience. But how can you actually tell if that's God, or is that your gut, or was that just last night's pizza? What could that voice possibly be? Today we want to unpack what it means to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit and why so many miss him when he speaks softly. I actually want to know why he even speaks softly in the first place. Like, can you give me a shout so that I can know who I'm speaking to? The pastor is on the line now. Let's see if we can connect. Pastor Chikuko, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good morning, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Mid-Morning Empowerment. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so very much. How are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. Very grateful to have you on with us to answer some very tricky questions that we have for this morning's engagement, talking about discerning the voice of the Holy Spirit. But before we get into it, would you please pray for us?
Now we pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for your guidance and for your Holy Spirit that move around us. As we are going to embark into today's study, we pray that you lead us and you guide us. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, family, we're joined by Pastor Chikuko on the line, speaking to us about discerning the voice of God. Now, Pastor, what are some common ways that people might hear or sense God speaking, and how can you test those ways or those voices that you're hearing?
Okay, thank you so very much. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 18, verse 8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we believe yesterday, he is also God today.
Right.
And he is also God tomorrow. So the way is that God was speaking to the people before us, he is still God and is still speaking to the people. So I still believe that God is still talking to his people. He's still speaking to them in various ways. Sure. In these ways, it depends with the relationship, especially if you are a Christian, you having a relationship with Christ, you can do many ways. Number one, is the very common one, is prayer. Yes. Mm-hmm. If we pray during prayer, God speaks to us through prayer. Number two, through the Bible, God is God speaks to us. So God can speak to us.
All right, Pastor, it seems like we're having a little bit of trouble with our line, and we keep breaking up. Can you hear me?
Other people, sermons.
Sorry, Pastor, we got
cut off. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We got cut off, I think, maybe the last 30 seconds or so. We were not able to hear you clearly. If you could just repeat that last bit that you shared.
Okay, I was saying God can speak to us, even can talk to us even through other people, that is through songs, even through sermons. And you can hear his voice. But this is God speaking to us, speaking to me, speaking to my inner soul. God can also talk to us even through our thoughts. Yes, especially when we are meditating. There are times when I go into the bush, into the solitude on my own. You can hear God speaking through my thoughts, even through your thoughts. Yes. So in summary, we are saying God is still speaking to people.
Yeah. But how
Yes, and we can still hear his voice.
How can you tell when it's God's voice versus your own voice, or versus your own desires, your own wants, how are you, and your own conscience? How can you tell the difference, especially when you talk about, you know, going into solitude and things like that? Sometimes I'm not sure, is this me or is this God? Who's actually speaking here?
Okay. It is about your relationship with God.
Okay.
Yes, if you have a relationship with God, you can tell that this is the voice of God or this is the voice of man. So through my relationship, through our relationship with God, God is a way of speaking to a person through that relationship. So it's not a straight jacket whereby God can speak to me through this way.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that God can speak to me, it might be different to the other person.
Right.
He can speak to me through nature, through reading the scriptures. To other people, he can use other means.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about your relationship with God. And your relationship with God can tell that, no, this is God speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, this is not the voice of God.
Okay.
You can tell.
And if I don't have a relationship with God, can he still speak to me? If I'm not a faithful Christian, maybe I just see the inside of a church once a year or for Christmas or Easter celebrations, and then that's it. If I don't have that daily relationship with him, can he still speak to me?
Yes, especially when he is calling you.
Mm-hmm.
He has his ways of speaking to the people who are not yet within his fold.
Mm.
He has his ways of speaking to the people within his fold. So if you are new, if you are a visitor, or you are a pre-Christian, God has a way of speaking to people.
Right.
So he can also speak to you in your own language. Let me use this. In your own language that you can understand, or in your own culture.
Yeah.
Because you are not, we are talking about Adventists, but you are not an Adventist, you are a pre-Adventist. God has a way of speaking to you through the language that you can understand that this is God.
Right. Right.
Yes, he has his own culture way of speaking to you. It's different from us, because we are talking of, like me, a minister, we are saying we have a daily relationship with him.
Yeah.
We know that God is speaking.
Yeah.
Then there's somebody who had no relationship with him at all. But God is a way of calling that person.
Mm.
So he has a way of speaking to that person.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes you hear people saying, I had a dream before I came here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I had a dream. I read a certain scripture saying, no, I think what you are doing and with what I read is in line with what God wants me to do.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So we are saying God is still talking to people, whether a believer or a non-believer.
Mm.
If he wants you, he is a way.
Yeah, beautiful. Love that.
And yes.
Now,
and we can...
Sorry, continue, Pastor.
I cannot... Yes, we cannot prescribe that this is the way.
Right.
That he's supposed to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, but God has a way.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, why is it difficult for even committed Christians, committed believers, those who have, as my friends like to say, those who are born in the vestry, why is it difficult even for such believers to be able to discern God's voice from their own thoughts? What is it that makes it so hard to identify his voice among the noise of all the many voices that we might be hearing?
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. That question, it's a very good one.
Mm.
Believers, Christians, sometimes we are Christians in the name, not in deeds.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we are Christians in the name,
yep,
but not in relationships.
Yeah.
like I said before, it's all about my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the devil strikes away. I mean, he comes with this idea. I think Ellen White writes something about doubt in the book Steps to Christ.
Okay.
There's a chapter that talks about doubt. Mm. So the devil brings in this idea of doubting what you believe. Mm. Of doubting the God that you go to church every time, but when it comes to God speaking to you, sometimes people, they doubt. Mm. So they're, let me give you about four or five reasons. Number one, it's there's no cordial relationship between a Christian and God, though this one is a believer, though you are a believer.
Sure.
Number two, there's a biblical view that there are some people whom God talked to, not me. Do you get that one?
Yeah.
Yes. The person is saying, I think the pastors, I think the elders, I think so and so. I think God speaks to that person. Mm-hmm. It's like prayer.
Yeah.
There's some people who say, no, I don't think God can hear my prayer.
Mm.
They think there are some people whom God hears. Okay? So it's about a biblical view.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the devil trying to sideline you from salvation. Number three, lack of understanding of how God works.
Mm.
There are some people who does not know, even though they are Christians, they does not know how God works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we are answering a question of saying, does God speak to us?
Yeah.
Can we discern the voice of God? There are some people who does not understand how God speaks, how God works.
Mm.
Number three. I don't know, is it number three or number four? It's unconfessed sins. Sometimes our sins block the idea of God speaking to us.
Yeah.
So sometimes we doubt, it's just a formality. You know, when Paul talks about it in the book of Timothy,
mm-hmm.
that we only have the form of godliness, but lacking the power thereof.
Hey.
So sometimes our sins, we go to church with our unconfessed sins, we go to church as we are, we come back as we are, and it's difficult for us to discern the voice of God.
Yes, yes, sure.
And the other reason is preoccupied with some worldly concerns.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to eat God's word. We don't have time for God's things. So what is in our mind is the concerns of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have space for God to talk to us. I don't know if you are getting it. We are preoccupied. Yes, of course, the Bible says we should labor 6 days. Yes, but from our labor, we also need time to reflect on God's things, on spiritual matters.
Yes.
But we don't have time for such things.
Mm-hmm.
So our minds, our hearts are occupied with the economics and the politics of this world. To the extent that we don't have we are not striking a balance between the spiritual and the worldly things.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we cannot hear the voice of God.
Mm.
We cannot even discern that this is God speaking to me.
Sure. When you talk about the striking the balance between the spiritual things and, you know, the worldly things, if you can call them that, I think that's such an important point, because I think there seems to be a demarcation between the two for a lot of us. We feel that, you know, spiritual things or my spiritual life doesn't need to come into, for example, my professional life, doesn't need to come into even my health. I think for some people, we feel like, no, that's my doctor. It has nothing to do with my spirituality. It has nothing to do with God. And so we have those divides between the different compartments of our lives. And so because of that, we then don't hear God when he's trying to speak to us, to speak about my academics or about my career, or, you know, he wants to advise me about the best place to move my family to, which house to buy or which car to buy, because we feel like God has nothing to do with that. He just cares about, you know, maybe which church I go to, or what sermon to listen to, things like that. So we have to have more of a, we have to understand that the spiritual has to guide the entire life, the entire being. If we could allow God to be in charge of everything, then we could probably hear him more clearly in all these different aspects of our lives, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Correct. You're very right. Mm-hmm. You're very right. So spiritual matters should be our priority.
Yes, that's it.
So that everything that comes is secondary, but primary is our relationship, is God first.
Sure.
Yes. So putting God first, he can speak to us.
Yeah.
Because he is our first and last priority.
That's powerful.
Yes, maybe if I can add something there. The other thing is people, they neglect time for prayer and reflection. So how can God speak to me? I don't have time for prayer. I don't have time for meditation or reflection. So by doing so, prayer, having time, is prayer is God talking to me talking to God as a friend. Okay? So that's where sometimes when we pray, that's when God speak to us. So we are opening the avenue for the Holy Spirit to come, so that I can hear him very well. So usually as Christians, this is one of the areas that we are neglecting, that is prayer.
Yes.
And the most, if you check our church and other churches like Pentecostal and others, there are some people in the Pentecostal area, I think they devote more on prayer. They've taken our idea. It's us who are supposed to devote much time to prayer.
Yeah.
Yes, it's our idea. It's us who are supposed to dwell much on our knees.
Yeah.
And by doing so, God speak to us.
So now there's one thing, Pastor, that anyone like me out there is probably wondering. Does God ever speak through silence? Does he speak through our discomfort and resistance, but particularly through silence? Because I am sure there are sometimes I pray and I just get a blue tick. I'm sure there are times when I'm asking God what's going on and I know nothing. Does he still speak through that silence, or is he actually silent? Or am I the one who's not hearing his voice? I'm not sure. What will be happening in that situation where there's just no response?
Silence. Like, you know, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the in between, the 400 years in between the Old and the New Testament, that is what we call the intertestamental period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that period, the voice of God was silent for over 400 years. God was not talking to anyone. Mm-hmm. Yes, so God can speak to us through his silence. Yes, and you know, when we talk of faith, sorry for drawing you again to faith. When we talk of faith, of course, there are so many definitions of faith, but when it comes to faith in God, having a relationship with God, it means whatever from God is okay.
Sure.
So my friend sitting next to me, hearing the voice of God, okay? And you can tell that no, speaking to him. Then I am here speaking to God, praying, and God is silent. Then faith tells me that it is God who is silent and it's okay with whatever is going on. So your faith in God should leave you to the extent that even if God is silent, you are okay with whatever comes from him. So in your discomfort, okay, yes.
Which goes back to what you were saying about having that relationship.
Yes, having a very good relationship with God. It means if you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the heroes of faith, okay? Do you know if you talk about, do you know about those heroes, what God did to others? it's like something that you, my God, if you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, God says to Moses, out of palace, okay?
Yeah.
And that's faith. Okay? And that same faith says to Joseph, you are supposed to be in the palace. So God works in a mysterious way.
Yeah.
And when it comes to faith, it's not a straight jacket that when God deals with this in this manner, this is the very way that he's going to deal with this one. No.
Right.
Our faith should be an individual faith between me and God. So God can work with me in my discomfort. He can be silent. But in his silence, I say, thank you, Lord. I know you are there. Amen. I know you're okay with it. I know you're okay. I don't have a problem with you. Yes. I would love people to go and make an analogy between, I mean, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Some people, they say, go to Abraham, go to some, you say, stay. It's God.
Yeah.
Yes, it's God.
Sure.
So yes, God can work. What I may want to say there, as far as discomfort is concerned, I can say God is trying to prompt us to seek his strength and wisdom when he deals us in our discomfort. So sometimes it's a signal, sometimes it's a catalyst, sometimes we can say it's a divine affirmation when God is silent or dealing with us in our discomfort. Sometimes it's personal transformation. Sometimes he wants you to hear his voice in silence. You can hear his voice in silence. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, that's the difficult part, but that is still beautiful in its own way. As we're wrapping up our conversation today, Pastor, you know, sometimes we want to ignore. We hear the voice and we want to ignore it. Maybe it's telling me something I'm not really ready to hear. Or I might falsely assume something. What are the risks of ignoring or falsely assuming a spiritual prompting?
Yes, sometimes God speaks to us and sometimes we try to ignore.
Yeah.
Yes. I think in the Bible, if you read the book of Jeremiah, at one point Jeremiah says, I tried to ignore the voice of God, but I felt like in my bones fire. Then I end up doing it. So if God says, I think Ellen White at one point, if Israel fails to obey God through blessings bestowed, they will listen to God through blessings withdrawal. Yes, so that might be a risk that if we ignore the word of God, God is going to use another way which might not be familiar or we are not comfortable with. And sometimes we can say, why God? But at the end of the day, we see, no, he wanted us to do his will.
Yeah.
Or he wanted us to hear his voice. Some people, they can hear the voice of God. God can say, okay, fine, you are ignoring, but at deathbed, you can tell. But no, God at one point was speaking to me.
Yeah.
You can ask many pastors. They tell you a lot about how God called them, and sometimes they try to resist. But when God calls you, he calls you, come and die.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm saying, if you hear the voice of God, like what the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, and again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time as it has been, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
Yes.
Do you know that if God speaks to a person, the person knows that this is God. Then we may try to resist. It's like the truth. People, they try to do A, B, C to run away. But when the truth is spoken, you can hear that this is the truth. So my message is that do not harden your hearts.
Yeah.
When God is speaking to you.
Yeah.
And also let us give, when we hear the voice of God, let us give all to God. Let us surrender all to God while we still can. We still have the energy.
Yeah.
We still have the tenacity. We still have the capacity and the ability to give everything to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through. It's been a blessing speaking with you this morning. Really appreciate your time and some of the difficult lessons that you've shared with us this morning. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you, listeners.
Amen. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.